The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's 11 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. Most World War II novels are set in Europe or maybe in Japan, but certainly not usually in New York City. And yet Track 61 takes place in New York, and it's based on true events. Joining us right now is the author of Track 61, Eve Carlin. Eve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What inspired this book?
I was inspired. I'm a big fan of New York City history, and I wanted to write a novel about something to do with New York City history. I began to look around. One of the places that most interested me was Grand Central Station because it's just such an elegant, beautiful building with so much history. And as I looked into it, I learned that in 1942, Grand Central was the target of a Nazi saboteur operation. And when I looked into that, I realized and understood that the saboteurs who targeted Grand Central had actually landed off a U-boat steps away from the home I grew up in Amagansett, New York, off the coast of Long Island.
That's amazing. That's a story a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, there are so many buried stories, and it's amazing when you start to unearth them.
Well, that's part of the joy of being an author, isn't it? You find a story, and you say, wait a minute, people don't know this. We need to share this with people.
Absolutely, yes. It's really, truly fun to delve into the research. I think it's like 6 degrees of separation. I've always found a personal connection.
So who are the characters that you plug into this story?
Well, the characters are actually, as I said, it's historical fiction. It's based on real facts. So in 1942, on June 13th, 80 years ago last week, 4 Nazi saboteurs were landed off the coast of the United States, off the coast of New York. 4 others were landed in Florida. So those are the true characters. The events are seen through the eyes of a character who is loosely based on my maternal grandmother. I grew up in the house with her. She was a German Jewish immigrant who fled Hitler's Germany. And the irony that she raised me in a home where these Nazis had landed struck me as significant.
Yeah.
So I began to weave the stories together, inventing a scenario for a character based on my grandmother to meet one of the men and become entangled in his plight.
It's got to be great fun, not just to do the research into the events that you're telling about, but doing some family research too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it truly made it so much more meaningful. It was just kind of a natural process. The character based on my grandmother, Greta, folded into the story so naturally and really added so much more dimension to, what could have been an espionage novel, but no, this novel is seen through the eyes of a young woman new to this country, grappling with lots of assimilation issues.
Imagine if this attack that was being planned had actually taken place. I mean, that would have changed. It would have changed, I think, the war in a lot of ways. It would certainly have changed history, wouldn't it?
In many, many ways, yeah. No, the really known target under Grand Central Station is something called M42, which was housed rotary converters that supplied power to trains running up and down the East Coast. M42 also supplied power to aluminum plants that built airplanes. So if the operation had succeeded, 80% of troop and transport supplies would have been stopped. Airplane production would have been stopped. And potentially, if those electrolyte baths that mix the aluminum had been hardened and destroyed, it would have taken probably a year or more to rebuild them. So we would have had no airplane production. This is all 6 months into the United States' involvement in World War II.
That's incredible. What a story. And that certainly makes this so compelling, I think. You know, you take that and you combine it with the characters, and you've got a page turner here.
Thank you. It really is a compelling story. I mean, I hope I've done it justice. I think it's very accessible to people who love historical fiction, who want to read history, but not necessarily nonfiction. But it's an amazing story. It really is chilling when you look into the details.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you sharing it in the book, Track 61. Eve, nice talking to you this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for your time, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.